Riverside Locker Room Chat. We are off and running here tonight on KNZA, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCOM. Pleased to be joined now by the Cyclones girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns. They got one more game left in the regular season. That'll be on Friday at Hiawatha. That'll be on KNZA. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup in a moment. But, Coach, a couple games to talk about with you since we spoke last week. Let's go back to Friday. Crucial game in the league at Troy. Great atmosphere. I don't think there was a seat available in that gym. We had those on KNZA. I know ultimately Troy comes out with the win, you know, 52-36 that final score. But, again, incredible atmosphere for that game. And obviously your girls coming up on the short side of it.
Yeah, it's, Coach Jasper, he does a great job over there at Troy. And they was ready again. We did some things, a little different things on defense. But some kids, you know, they're kids, they forget, you know. I told them, hey, make sure you guard Harper on the other side of the court, of the free throw line.
Right.
So a couple times back to back, young lady let her shoot the ball. I'm like, come on now, we gotta lock in. But, they was ready. When we lose a lot of times, we miss a lot of shots. We just miss a lot of them. Some of them are point blank. So we're trying to correct that, but it was a good game. Like you said, good atmosphere. You know, it was good for the kids to be in that type of atmosphere, and hopefully it'll help us later on.
Yeah, you guys were able to bounce back Tuesday night, final week of the regular season. You closed out league play at 8-2, so you get the big win at Pleasant Ridge. You double them up 52-26. Just talk about the bounce back and getting a win to close out the league portion of the schedule.
Yeah, it's always good to, after you take on a game like Troy, you know, and it's said to be our rival, it's always good to, you know, be able to say, okay, we got something up next, you know. And Pleasant Ridge was our next game. We got ready for that, and the young ladies went out and did a good job. So really impressed with how they played defense, how they kept focus, and now we move on to Friday.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the sub-state, you know, Sabetha being the host, and, you know, you look at, like, the top seven or eight teams, you guys are in that mix. I think there's five teams, including you guys, that have 14 wins, so it's very balanced, the top, you know, the upper half of the sub-state, and, of course, we'll figure that out later on this weekend. But, you know, you guys are going to close things out with maybe your toughest test of the regular season. You guys go to the Roundhouse to take on Hiawatha coming up on Friday. They have an opportunity to win the Big East when they take on Silver Lake Thursday night. But Hiawatha, they've been one of the bigger stories here in Northeast Kansas. I think Kylie Nelson broke the three-point shooting record. They're one of the better outside shooting teams. So this is a tough test for you guys to close out the regular season, but a good one because, you know, you're going to see good competition in the postseason. Now you see a really good team in 3A to wrap up on Friday.
Yeah, we've been seeing Hiawatha every year. You know, like we was in the Big Seven for a while as I coached, and then we switched to the NEK last year, but we still play them as non-conference. Like you said, we play them Friday, and so we know each other. They physical, and they play hard. I mean, you know, they are a rough group. They play physical, play hard, and sound like they really knocking down the threes. So we're going to have to be mindful of that, make sure we're closing out on the catch and being there when the ball arrives, for they won't be able to get in a rhythm and knock down threes on us.
Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns, we always appreciate it, man. Again, 14 wins this season, one more game in the regular season, trying to get win number 15 on Friday on the road at Hiawatha. We'll have those games on KNZA, also the Hiawatha channel as well. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the postseason.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And it's come to an end, and it went by quick, but appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.